Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Where do you work? What do you do for a living?
I work for Action Electric. I do HVAC. I'm in Roswell at the moment.
Oh, I gotcha. Very good. Let me ask you a question. The company you work for. Hey, what is it called if you need time off because somebody died? What is that called? Bereavement time. Does your company give you bereavement time?
Yes, sir.
They do. No, that's very kind. They don't have to, you know. But they give you and it's paid, like paid time off.
Yes, sir. For a death in the family.
Right. And do you have to prove that?
Yes, sir. You have to have like a flyer from the funeral, you know, or something like that.
Do you really?
That's so weird.
Yes, sir.
Is that? By the way, I'll tell you why I'm shocked. I was reading yesterday about a guy who had to bring a funeral note to work.
Well,
a note.
There's a difference between bereavement and attending a funeral.
Well, you're going to the funeral. Why would you not?
Bereavement is like right when they pass.
Well, you're also maybe responsible for getting the affairs in order,
yeah.
And it's a close.
Oh,
loved
you know
one
what? Okay, that's fair.
Member.
That's fair.
So, your story?
This guy went to a funeral.
He was just attending.
Well, nobody. I mean, unless you're being buried, everybody else is just attending.
But he wasn't like working hand in hand with the funeral home.
No, he was a family member of whoever died. I think it was actually his grandparent died, and he was like, hey, I'm going to the funeral. His boss was like, all right, very good. Bring a note.
Prove it.
Is that normal, though?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, you know, they don't have to give you time off. That's not a rule that you have to offer your employees, like, bereavement time.
I know there's
or
no
funeral
federal
time.
Law.
Yeah, no.
There's no states that have laws?
No. Okay. No. Hey, you know what? Why do I have to give you time off? A lot of places also, I think they take it against like sick days.
Now, will they accept the little prayer card as the note?
Well, what is a funeral note? Like, do you have to go literally to the funeral home and have them write you a note?
I mean, they do have like those little, like he said, the little cards that the prayer cards sometimes that will have the person's picture on it and it'll say their birth and their death dates and, you know.
But like a stock? Like if I go to like Jim's funeral homes, I just get like one of their cards and hand it out?
No, it's not a business card. It's literally like a prayer.
Yeah.
They make it up for whoever
whoever it is.
Oh, yeah. Whoever the dead person is.
Yeah, and their name is on it.
Oh, but does that count as a funeral note?
I've never heard of a funeral note.
I never have either.
No.
I've never heard of that. I also didn't know that there were places that make you prove that you're bereaving. I had no idea. This guy quit his job.
Oh, he quit?
Because he was so pissed?
He's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, not literally on the spot, but he took his paid days. And then came back and was like, I can't work at a place like this.
Well, you did say it was a family member.
Yeah, it was his grandparent who died.
What if I'm attending just a neighborhood friend's parents' funeral in the morning? I come back in the afternoon for work and I have to have a note?
If you're taking a day to go to a funeral.
Not a full day.
Doesn't matter. You're better off taking a full day. You got to bring the note. I would take the full day. And then you come in with the note. If I worked for somebody like that, absolutely I would. That would infuriate me. But I also have never heard of that. What do they do here? Here? Why am I even asking? You don't even know. Like, if you have COVID, you don't need a note.
I wonder if they have some sort of, like, set in stone bereavement policy. Or like
here?
Yeah.
No!
Like you said, maybe does it count against, is that a personal day type thing where you're going to use your personal day?
Do we get personal days? I don't even know what that is. No, you get sick days and vacation days.
I thought personal days have become very common.
We don't have those. They're like, oh, I get my birthday off. That's stupid.
What about sad days? Do we get mental health days?
No. No.
Didn't we just vote on all of this?
We're
really well versed in the terms.
I don't know. I don't know what we get. I have no idea. But I've never heard of a funeral note. That I've never heard of. And you had to bring a...
Oh, hold on. I'm in the car, but I forgot to get the mortician's signature. I got to go back in.
And you had to bring your boss, dude, Mike, you had to bring your boss a flyer from the funeral?
Yes, sir. The actual thing that has, you know, actually the picture of the dead person and, you know, the name, you know, and actually did have to prove that they were immediate family.
Oh, it's got to be immediate.
What do you need, a birth and death certificate too, for God's sake?
But wait a minute. What does the guy do? What does the boss do when you hand, or your manager do when you hand him the flyer? Well.
Oh, there you go. Okay, thanks.
Well, you were right.
Hey, this checks
there
out.
There you go. All right, very good. Back to work. Back to work. Sorry for your loss. All right, very good. Hold tight 1 second. Let me give you your $100, and you're officially qualified for the grand prize five-figure death punch package. Hey, Mike, hold tight 1 second, all right, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it. Hold on 1 second for me, please. That's ridiculous.
I hope the boss isn't crumpling up the keepsake.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with it? What do you want
me to do with it?
Hand it back.
Yeah.
You brought this to be turned
because
in.
I was told I needed to bring proof. I didn't want you to destroy it.
When you bring, like, I don't even know the last time you had to bring proof of something for something, but when you proof of something for something.
You did say proof. Sorry.
Yeah, Matt.
Oh, whatever, people. Like if I had to bring proof of something for something,
right?
I'm not expecting to get it back. When I was in school and my mom would write me, can I finish? What? And my mom would write a note that says, hey, excuse Elliot, he had explosive diarrhea. They wouldn't go, oh, okay, well, thank you, here's your note back.
Well, because
that's
not a keepsake.
Neither is this piece of paper.
The little card from the funeral.
Then you better grab two.
That the family has had made.
You better grab two.
Yeah. It's
because one's going in your file.
It's like when you go to an amusement park and the map you want to keep, but you grab a fresh one on the way out because the other one's so messed up from your day.
Yeah, no, you got to keep that.
But it's laminated. Why did you try? You tried to bend it. They had it all done up at Staples.
Wait, they laminate those
sometimes?
Well, yeah, definitely.
It's still going to go in your folder because when you come back in and say Aunt Mary died, I can't say good words. Then I'm going to pull it out and go, oh, Aunt Mary died already.
That said, the person who's requesting a note like that, though, is probably likely to rip it up right in front of you.
Well, I don't know that makes it wrong. You know what's weird, though, from Mott? Is he said that he had to prove it was immediate family.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
But that's where I said bereavement sometimes is weird like that.
No, that's true. That is true. But a grandparent is an immediate family, right? Immediate family
thinking
is just...
mother, father, sibling?
Wife.
Yeah.
Child.
Right.
God damn it, Elliot. But that would be immediate. Well, I was just using everybody. I didn't want to leave anybody out. But yeah, that would be immediate. Grandparents aren't immediate. Aunt and uncle, definitely.
I think grandparents would be considered.
This day and age.
Yeah.
No way. No way.
So many grandparents live with their families and their sons and daughters and grandchildren.
I had one grandparent growing up. All three were dead before I was born. And they never, Granny lived with us for like a year. Other than that, never lived close.
Yeah, let's make sure everything revolves around him. Everything.
No, but that's not immediate family.
You think you're so special because you went to Villa.
No, that's not immediate family. I'm sorry. Check the rule books. Grandparent is not immediate family. You may have an exception where you go, hey, they lived with us. It was kind of immediate. Like, I don't consider Jackie's parents immediate family. They're also not my grandparent. Oh, well. Yeah, where am I going?
I feel like you're one step away from being like, and I'm iffy on steps.
Line four. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Megan. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am.
And I used to work in HR, and we did require notes, and it had to be immediate family. And we would actually, like, research it behind their back, like, look on Facebook and things like that. And if it wasn't, like, we found out that it wasn't a family member, we would tell them that we wouldn't cover it for pay.
So, a couple of questions.
I mean, I did it. My boss did.
Couple of questions. Number one, what did your company define immediate as?
It had to be, so you got 3 days for, like, a grandparent or a parent or a husband or wife or a child. And then you got 1 day for aunts and uncles and cousins.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. So that, so all family at that point counts. It's just the duration. How many times did somebody have to go back and say, hey, listen, Hank, I'm sorry. We researched this. Aunt Mary didn't die.
Yeah. So most of the time it would be like someone would say it was like their brother or their godson or something. And godson. We would have to look into it and be like, oh, they just consider them brothers, but they're not by blood. And I mean, we would spend, like, my boss was like neurotic about it because we're paying for it, but I didn't think it was okay. But I also had friends on the floor that they did just print off, you know, some random pamphlets and get paid for it. So,
I will say this.
You know, we can only go so far without being unethical, you know?
Right. No, I get that. I will say this, though. I'm not a model citizen by any stretch of the imagination. I have never used a death as an excuse.
Like
someone else's loss.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
An excuse. You've never pretended to lose someone.
Right.
No, I've never been like, hey, you know, Aunt Mary died. I need a day off. Right. I've never done that.
On the count of three.
Hold on, hold on. This would be good. Hold on. Here comes the game. On the count of three.
We're all going to say the name of the person who in this office would volunteer to research whether or not there was a close enough familial tie for that person to be granted bereavement.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait, so the
who in this office
would be considered petty enough to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Like, exactly. They weren't assigned it. They want the job.
Okay. And we're, wait, and it's one, two, three,
name.
Say.
Name. Yes, okay. Yes. One, two, three, Colin. Oh.
That's good. I rescind my guess. No. You're absolutely right. That was a whiff on my part.
No disrespect, Josh. Oh, Colin, 100%.
Yes. I bet he does
doesn't
it without
even work in HR.
He does it now without being asked.
Diane's probably right.
I bet, like, there's no policy.
That was a second cousin, by the way.
There's no policy here about, like, if you're out with COVID, it's not like you have to come in and I could call them right now and go, hey, guess what? I just popped positive for COVID. I'll see you guys in a week. And they'd be like, okay. Like, there's no protocol for it. I bet he researches that too.
Now, for your rules, though, Elliot, get up tweets. Would moms count as immediate family?
I do have a question, though. If you only get off for like blood, I would argue I'm closer with a lot of my friends than I am my family.
Yeah,
like you get off for an aunt and an uncle one day. If I lost Coast Guard Kurt, Bigsy, yeah, Nelly, Daichi, like any of them, I would.
If one of my close friends dies, I'm going to their funeral. Even if
it starts after 10 a.m.
on a weekday.
I hope it starts after 10 a.m. Oh, they didn't get the early bird special.
I hope I don't have to have that fight.
That's a friend. It's not family.
It may as well be.
All my friends know all their funerals have to take place post-show. Also, that's part of being my friend.
And local.
Snapchat is requesting that we stop calling them flyers and go with program.
Oh. Flyers.
It's like well, here's two for one at Jimmy John's, and then here, this is a funeral.
Oh, and we need bodies in the we need bodies in the room for a special that we're taping. So come on in. Where am I going?
Or order of service. I've never heard of that. Is that just another way of
OOS? Is like the OOS. Yeah. OOS.
Yes. So no more flyers. Just just brochures.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Terry, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Yes, Terry.
I tell you, you would be surprised, Elliot, at what people do for bereavement leave. I, unfortunately, was a human resource director, and we had a guy call out because he worked in Maryland, but he had a son down in Florida,
sure.
A 7-year-old son. And he called in and said, I'm not going to be in. My son died. He had a bicycle accident, and he died. And, of course, we were just devastated for the guy. Sent him flowers. The person that was delivering the flowers was having a hard time, so I called the guy's house and spoke to his wife, and I said, you know, I'm really sorry. We're trying to deliver flowers. Sorry about the person's lost and everything. And she said, his son is fine. His son didn't die. So he lied about it to get time off.
Oh, my God.
To say he was terminated.
You know what? Let me thank employee Colin Campbell for researching that. Wait, so you terminated him for that? Is that a terminable offense?
Yes.
Well, I'm asking.
Lying about your kid dying?
What if he would have said mother?
It's bad.
No, it doesn't matter.
But do you terminate for mother?
She said it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm asking you, Diane. Well, Diane's HR.
Yes.
What a aunt.
Yes. Don't lie about something like that. That's ridiculous.
Wait, say that again, ma'am.
It's at will state. So, you can quit because you want to, and you can be terminated because the company wants to terminate you.
Right. Yeah, I never really understand at will. I don't know what that is. All right, very good. Very good. Thank you. That's horrible. I mean, I agree. That's horrible.
But this started with what the F is a funeral note. To me now thinking, yeah, they probably should require funeral notes. Because everyone's trying to scam the system.
That's bad, though. Yes, obviously it's made worse by saying your kid died. But saying anybody died.
Yeah.
If it was requested of you, though, to bring in some sort of proof.
Right.
Sorry.
Like a flyer?
Proof. Because you're petty.
Right.
What would you take from the service to really try to make the manager feel like S? Like, would you take a wreath?
No.
Here's stargazer lily for you.
No, I know exactly what I would do. Open casket. I'm taking a picture of the head.
Oh, my God, Elliot.
Why?
You can't do...
Why can't you do that?
No, take a candle.
Yes.
You can't take a photo.
Why?
Because that's upsetting to the family.
You can take a picture at a funeral.
That you're going to pass around at the office?
Well, I'm not passing it around. I'm going to show them my phone. I may print it out.
I meant something.
Someone grabbed it off the printer. I'll just print it again.
Something.
Oh, no. I answered your question.
No, wow. Okay, well... Now, you've really shoved it in the person's face.
If they were like, well, my only struggle was, I don't know what I would bring if it was a closed casket. Maybe a selfie?
Oh, my God.
You can take a selfie with a casket.
What's the fuzzy ring around you? Is this a lens? Is this a lens, LeBron?
I borrowed it from Kaplan. No, why is that bad?
It's just in poor taste.
To take a picture of an open casket? Is it really?
Yes. I know it's not illegal, but there's plenty of things that are legal that you still get frowned upon.
Where was this backlash, or where was this trying to talk me out of something when I was having when I was giving away deadhead tickets?
It's different. It's a bit.
Oh, okay.
Pre-Obama. Or maybe you could wrap up some of like the...
Ashes?
No, like the cookies from the luncheon in a napkin and bring them.
They had some leftover Hementoschen. Here you go. Where am I going? Line 5?
Well, Diane's going to a...
Google.
Hey, Colin, look this up while you're at it.
To Alta Vista. What? Is that still a translate site?
Hementoschen.
Not Hementoschen. Oh.
Oh.
What is it? Go ahead.
It is an Ashkenazi Jewish triangular filled pocket pastry.
Elliot's Jewish? He doesn't sound it.
Yeah, it's a very traditional Jewish pastry.
That's sweet or savory?
To say, what do you think, Diane?
Savory?
It's a cookie.
Oh.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
But Elliot's bringing a real human ear right from the dead body.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Yes, hey, oh, it's Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Nothing. So y'all are talking about funerals and time off. I actually worked at a company. I no longer work there anymore, thank God. But they actually denied a employee time off for his grandfather's funeral, even though his grandfather raised him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
He went to go ask, and our manager was just like, well, it's your grandfather. That doesn't matter. Let's just say the employee had a Red Bull in his hand, and that thing flew across the room like you ain't never seen before. And thank God we had bigger employees than I was, because the dude was like...
Did he have to be restrained? Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. And I was sitting at my desk just kind of like...
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Can I ask this? Just, I mean, and again, that's horrible, right? Obviously, that's the wrong answer. But did the company have, I'm being serious, did the company have a very specific employee handbook post that said it can only be immediate family? I'm just asking. There's a reason that you would say no to the guy's grandfather who raised him.
No, but we didn't really have one. It was like a small land-serving company.
I got you.
But if there was, I'm pretty sure even though you'd still have a better chance baptizing a cat than actually getting the day off.
Oh, my God.
And then, hey, thank you, sir. Let me grab line 8 real quick. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Benny. How are you? I'm from New Jersey. Northburgen.
Yeah, you want to roll up that window a second so I can hear you?
It's I'm on the highway. Sorry.
That's okay.
So I work in HR. And I work for a big company, and in our employee guidelines, they have where it is either your mother, your father, your grandparents, brother, or sister, and you get 5 bereavement days.
Oh, that's not bad. You get a whole week.
Yes, you get a whole week. In some cases where we had one of our coworkers, her husband died, because it was so devastating, the president of the company gave her 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
That's great.
Dude, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, he gave her 3 weeks. And let me tell you, for her, that was something, it was really important. And the fact that he did that, because mind you, she's been in the company for over 35 years.
Right.
So it was, we're like a family in our company. Mm. Prior to that, I used to work for NBC. So, and NBC also, they, the same thing, mother, father, sister, brother, whatever. And you would get 5 bereavement days.
Wow, no kidding. Hmm. You didn't go to, right now you don't work for iHeart. They're not giving you 5 bereavement days. There's no way. 3 weeks? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's nice.
By the way, I think if I were a boss, I think I would do that.
Right.
I think it's just being human.
Exactly.
And understanding the situation that losing a family member, even if you've lost a friend, they've even given people, you know, they say, well, I know it's a close friend or something, take a sick day or take, you know, being honest is the thing. But at no point do we have to bring a note. Mm. We have to bring proof that we were at a funeral. None of that. And if an employee has died, which has happened in the past number of years that we've had, us as an employees, we end up going to the funeral and we get paid for the day.
Oh, Colin would look that up. Who left but didn't show up?
Right. Nerd.
dollars.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.